In sports news, the Pittsburgh Penguins defeated the Buffalo Sabres 5-2 last night for their fourth win in a row. The victory gave the Penguins head coach Mike Sullivan his 300th career win. Evgeny Malkin scored the first goal of the game. Sidney Crosby set up Jake Guentzel for a power play goal, and Brian Rust scored an empty net goal. Brandon Tanev scored his sixth goal of the season. Tristan Jarry stopped 21 of 23 shots by Buffalo. Pens play the Sabres again Saturday night, face-off 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WISR 680 at 6:30. Pittsburgh Pirates defeated the Baltimore Orioles 7-5 Thursday in the Grapefruit League play. Anthony Alford and Will Craig hit home runs for the Bucs. Alford hit a two-run shot, had a leadoff double, and scored a pair of runs as he continues his attempt to win the team's starting job in center field. Mitch Keller started for the Pirates and allowed two earned runs on two hits and two innings of work. The Pirates host the Blue Jays today in Bradenton. The NASCAR Cup Series will run Phoenix Raceway this weekend. Here's Sunday's race on WBUT beginning at 2:30. Joey Logano is the defending race champion. Sergio Garcia is in the first. He is the first round leader at the Players Championship in Florida. He leads Brian Harman by two strokes after a 7-under 65. Former Baltimore Ravens running back Mark Ingram has agreed to a one-year contract with the Houston Texans. Ingram was a 1,000-yard rusher 2 years ago, but battled injury last year with Baltimore and had just 299 yards. Duke's men's basketball team has pulled out of the Atlantic Coast Conference tournament yesterday due to a positive COVID-19 test and the quarantining and contact tracing that they'll do because of it. The ACC announced that the Duke's quarterfinal game against Florida State, scheduled for last night, had been canceled. Duke's athletics director, Kevin White, said that the team's season is over, which ends their streak of 24 consecutive NCAA appearances. It is Duke's first positive COVID test all season. In high school playoff basketball, the North Catholic boys defeated Belle Vernon 77-76 to win their WPIAL Class 4A semifinal matchup last night. Max Rotman scored 14 points in the fourth quarter, including a game-winning three-point shot with just under 4 seconds remaining to lead the Trojans to an upset of the number one seed in the 4A tournament. It will be the third year in a row that North Catholic has reached the WPIAL Finals. The Trojans will meet Lincoln Park Monday in the title game at North Allegheny High School. The two teams have split the past two Class 3A championships, with North Catholic winning last season. Both teams move up to Class 4A this season. Lincoln Park defeated Montour 65-62 last night in the other 4A semifinal. Tonight in the WPIAL, the Pine Richland boys will meet Upper St. Clair in the 6A title game at 8 p.m. North Allegheny girls will face Upper St. Clair Saturday in the 6A championship at 8 p.m. Both games are at Peters Township. North Catholic girls will face Mohawk for the 3A title at 5 p.m. The game is being played at North Allegheny High School. In District 9, Carnes City defeated Ridgeway 59-34. In the 2A semifinals, Nathan Waltman scored 11 points in the game to reach 1,000 career points. Chase Bailey reached that mark for the Gremlins earlier this year and led Carnes City last night with a game-high 18 points. Carnes City will host Countersport Saturday in the D9 final. The Montauk girls will travel to Punxsutawney tonight for the District 9 3A title game. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. The Slippery Rock girls will travel to face top seed Warren for the District 10 5A championship Saturday at 4 p.m. That's a look at sports. I'm Jay Klein.